Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 9th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The brain interface startup Neuralink published a video showing a macaque monkey named Pager using an installed brain implant to play video games like Pong. Neuralink monitored Pager playing the game with a joystick and analyzed brain activity to model how the implant should decode signals without the controller, requiring only a few minutes of activity to calibrate the implant. A majority of workers at a Bessemer, Alabama Amazon warehouse voted against joining the retail, wholesale, and department store union, although vote counting is still underway. Roughly 55% of eligible workers voted in the election, and roughly 500 contested ballots will be counted if enough to sway the result once all other ballots are counted. A blog post by Google's Vice President of Government Affairs and Public Policy, Karen Bhatia, said the U.S. should support the EU-U.S. Trade and Technology Council, recently proposed by the European Commission. The post claims the council could prevent divergence on emerging areas like artificial intelligence and other advanced technologies and help avoid unilateral approaches on issues like transatlantic data flows and regulation. Researchers at General Electric have been awarded a National Institute of Health grant to further develop a tiny sensor capable of detecting COVID-19 that could be embedded in mobile devices. This sensor would use an organic solvent customized with certain nucleic acids of a particular virus, with different sensors theoretically able to detect different viruses based on the solvent used. The U.S. Commerce Department added 7 Chinese supercomputing entities to the U.S. entity list for alleged ties to building supercomputers for the Chinese military, including national supercomputing centers in Wuxi and Guangzhou, each of which hold a top 10 ranked supercomputer. These entities will now require a license from the Commerce Department to receive goods from U.S. suppliers. HMD Global, which makes phones under the Nokia brand, announced new affordable 5G smartphones from 75 to 349 euros. The top-of-the-line X20 gets you a 6.67-inch screen and 64-megapixel camera running on a Snapdragon 480 5G chipset. It also has a dual-site feature that lets you use the front and rear cameras at the same time. Intel showed off a beta of Bleep at GDC Showcase this year, which uses AI to censor hate speech and other objectionable speech in real time during gameplay, developed in partnership with Spirit AI over the last 2 years. The presentation showed a settings panel where users select between censoring none, some, most, or all on different categories of speech, including racism and xenophobia, misogyny, LGBTQ hate, and body shaming. Security researchers at Juniper began monitoring the SysRV botnet in December, a crypto mining worm targeting Windows and Linux devices. The botnet scans the internet for vulnerable devices using a growing list of over a dozen exploits from software and frameworks used in enterprises, installing and mining Monero cryptocurrency with no user interaction. The online trading platform Robinhood reported 9.5 million customers traded cryptocurrency on its platform in Q1 2021, up 458% of the year. Robinhood launched crypto trading in January 2018 and now offers 7 different cryptocurrencies, but previously hadn't disclosed crypto trading numbers. The analysts at App Annie found that global consumers spend 4.2 hours per day using apps on Android smartphones in Q1 2021, up 30% from 2019, and the first-time consumers in the US, Turkey, Mexico, and India surpassed a four-hour average. India saw the biggest increase in usage, up 80% since Q1 2019, while Indonesia and Brazil both surpassed 5 hours on average. A report from Streamlabs found that Twitch viewership increased 103% on the year in Q1 2021 to 6.3 billion hours, up 16.5% on the quarter. Twitch also grew its game streaming viewer market share 6.5% to 72.3% in Q1, followed by YouTube Gaming with 15.6% market share and Facebook Gaming with 12.1%. Amazon's Luna game streaming service now allows users to cap streams at 720p to improve stability on slower connections. Luna is still in early access beta, previously only offering 1080p streaming. Google began rolling out the ability to automatically record calls from unknown numbers in the phone app stored locally on the phone. The always record feature is only available in regions where it's legal, and call participants are notified of the recording at the start of the call. And finally, Samsung launched a website called iTest, designed to be installed as a Safari web app on an iOS device that opens a simulated Galaxy device home screen. Samsung said the site is designed to let users try a different ecosystem without having to fully switch phones right away. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.